Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., the founder of the Body Regeneration Method. And I am here to empower you and teach you how to connect to the God consciousness like you've never connected before. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine science, spirituality, and ministry to help you unlock the secrets within so you can finally let go of what's holding you back. If you are truly ready to break free and bring in the new and stop wasting your time, join me and together let's unlock your superpowers so you can live your extraordinary life. Welcome back. This is a continuation of our show from 2 weeks ago. We were talking about the energy of money. We were talking a little bit about gold and silver and changing and the world changing and preparing for the new earth. I'm Reverend Tracy L. If you have not tuned in before, I am so grateful that you're here today. We are here every week at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific to help you shift. And we talk about all sorts of topics. Although I was told by many experts that I couldn't restore and repair my life, my body, because I was born really sick, I did prove them wrong. It was a journey and it was a road. And it never means that your journey or your road is never going to be without hiccups. We're human beings. We're going to have changes and transformations. And it's how we learn and get to the next stage. And it's really important that on this show, we always bring you a lot of different views or opinions and things so you can connect to the God of your understanding and what that is. For me, it's a beautiful energy of love that encompasses all over the world, but it can be different for you. And it's about breaking down those old paradigms. And it's also important that we look at every area of life, because if you understand why your body gets sick, it usually is sick because there is some blockage within that emotional camp. So if we're not looking at all the areas that you have to walk through in life, you can miss things to unlock what the heaviness of it is in the body, in the soul, in the spirit. It's a call-in show today as well. So 1-800-930-2819. You can call in, we can shift. Now, if you're listening to me shift energy with other callers, you can take that energy and just ask your body to receive what it's meant to receive, and it will get the shift as well. We're all connected. That's why as we go into this new earth, right, it's like, wow, what's happening? It can be a little bit unsettling, but when we're in community, we're in places like this together, we can continue to keep shifting each other and really support each other. Sometimes it's hard. You don't feel supported, or you might feel very alone. And what I've noticed right now, and this is really going to be strong for you to really understand why it's important to disconnect in the prosperity vibe or your finances and become more neutral, is as we go through shifts like we are right now with the unknowns, it can bring up a lot of fear. And fear in any area of your life, whether it's financial fear, health fear, you know, and this you can really find. I was doing a class last Friday on prosperity and shifting and intuition. And one of the things that I've been really speaking a lot to in my community is understanding if you are sitting in a vibe of, you know, fear or anger or frustration, one is going to take longer to purge out what you want to purge out. And two, you're going to be creating more from that vibe. If you're sitting in a vibe of love and prosperity, of peace and kindness in your space where you're like, oh, I can see that. You can be hurt, but you can work through it very quickly. You can have things happen to you, but you can get through it very, very, very quickly. We're all human. We're going to have things that happen to us so we can elevate to another level. But that's the difference. If you're sitting in the peace, you're sitting in the love, you'll be able to actually create from that vibe. So if you're finding that, especially dealing with your finances, you have a lot of fear and you think you make a decision, but your intuition, you're like, I was so sure about that. My intuition was off. My intuition wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Chances are you're still walking and feeling and embracing this vibe in some area of your life, which is much lower than, you know, your connection to the God of your understanding with that peace and that love. So even with the chaos around you, you know, we've all lost money, made money. It's just an energy. It's moving. And yes, if you have strong desires for certain material things, you'll want to start to remove that out. It doesn't mean you can't have as much or enjoy what you want. I'm not saying that. But what you want to do is detach from it and get into that great gratitude of, wow, I have this beautiful, you know, you have a roof over your head. That's beautiful. It doesn't matter how big or how small. It's beautiful. You have a roof over your head. So you're sheltered from the weather conditions. Thank you, God. You know, or you're like, wow, my money has come up and down, but I've really actually done a lot better than I did last year. Or there's more flow into me. I'm really grateful for that. It may not be that full number you want. But what happens is when you come from that place of really a strong perception of that peace, you will create quicker and you will have more miracles. So even if you have a hiccup in your financial blueprint, you can have a hiccup. But don't look at that hiccup as that's going to be the rest of your life. Or don't look at that hiccup and cancel out all the good things you had before it. Because a lot of times when the hiccup comes, we will fall back into the fear or the unknown or the frustration. And that energy, again, can delay a new outcome. And I always say, you know, that old saying that God can open a new door for you, but you also have to be willing to do something different. When I was teaching this class on Friday, I was explaining that a lot of people were saying, I don't feel empowered with money. I don't feel I have no knowledge or I'm stupid around money. And I want to remove any of that. If any of you are feeling shame or embarrassment, remove it, because we have been conditioned. You and I were conditioned from the time we were born how to handle money. We were also conditioned, you put it in the banks and they know more than you do. And I'm not saying don't consult them, but what happens when you go to those experts and you stop consulting yourself, you have all the wisdom inside, you have all the knowledge, but you weren't, it wasn't explored, it wasn't expanded. And even if you have knowledge, it could be in just one area, right? So maybe there's other areas that you didn't even open up to, or they seem scary based on information or imprints. It's one of the things I say to people. The reason I like to be able to say, have a little bit of, you know, your fire insurance, your gold, your silver, you touch it as we go through this transition, or as we're moving to a digital way. I know in the United States, they, for American listeners, you may not know, but they're working hard to push through the Senate what they call a Fed wallet, meaning that everybody will have an actual digital wallet controlled by the Fed where money's in and money's out. And it's very much along the line of cryptocurrency. If it sounds foreign, don't worry about it, but they want it passed for January. So this tells us things are changing. We know it's changing. The International Monetary Fund just did a big video around cryptocurrency and, you know, the benefits of it. So it's changing. But if you don't understand that, you can feel disempowered. If you don't understand or have never been taught, it can feel disempowered. I'm here to tell you, thank you, God. It's 11:11. Thank that part of God. If as we increase the knowledge and awareness and we shift the old energy out, the old ways of I just give it to them and I just let it go and it's just fine. We can increase, thank you God, that inner power. We can increase that inner strength. And as we increase it, you have the knowledge. So what I was saying in this class on Friday that I was teaching was, if you hold some gold or silver, you're in charge of it. Now you're in charge. You can do what you want, right? Nobody in between. Even if you have your cryptocurrency, you have a wallet that you can hold, right? So it's where you hold your money. There's nobody else holding it. You're in charge. And that also, just tune into this for a minute, that can scare that crap out of people. And it scares them because now you're responsible. Whereas if you have it in a bank and or where people put their money, or you have it with a broker, and if it's lost, you can blame them. And this is the problem, that the energy gets very stuck. When you start blaming people, knowing that you had your own choice and decision. But when this knowledge is increased, the energy will rise. You will have more peace And when you're holding it, you're like, I'm in charge of this. I get to decide how this moves around. I get to decide where it goes. You will become more empowered when it comes to your money. So just think about this, because it's changing. We are, everything is moving, everything is shifting, and we will have a new system. How long? Who knows? What's it going to look like in the end? We don't really know. We have history to go on, but I can tell you energetically, the bodies are waking up saying we want to have a better system for all of humanity. This is part of the new earth. Thank you, God, is to strengthen each and every one of you, to have the knowledge and the understanding, but to hold that beautiful inner power so everybody in humanity can live better. Until the monetary system goes away. That's what I always say. Until we're in the days of Star Trek, which, you know, probably will happen long after I'm gone and you're gone. Until we're in those days, right, where there is no money, we just do what we love, we need to integrate with it. We need to actually have that frequency and that vibration strong with us, but not attached. If you get attached to the gains, the losses, if you're attached to what you have to buy, that attachment will create what I call a block, a resistance, and a hesitation. So what it does is it plugs up the field so that energy, that vibration of that wealth frequency you're drawing in will get cut off. So think about it as your toilet, especially if you had kids. When my kids were little, I think every time that my one daughter went to the bathroom, she would get embarrassed. She must put the whole roll of toilet paper down there. So the toilet was constantly plugged, constantly plugged. So if you have little kids, or maybe you have grown-ups that go to the bathroom too much, you know when you have a plugged toilet, it backs up and it overflows. It smells and it stinks. Well, this is what happens in your energetic vibes. This is what's going on energetically in your body. So your body is sending out these frequencies, your internal energetic body and your external energetic body. It's sending out these frequencies. And if your frequency is plugged up because you have a perception, you have an expectation of how that financial prosperity vibe should work for you, you will run into problems. Rather than I'm learning, I'm shifting, that'll come back. So I know for me, I remember having my last $1,000 in the bank. I remember I was in the fear mode and going, okay, and I had to just surrender. I had been doing this work for a few years. I had to just surrender and say, okay, thank you, God. This is going to work out. I had to remove and look deeper. Where were my fears? Where were they coming from? As I shifted that out, everything worked out. So as you look back, I was like, wow, I learned so much going through the process. So much. And I was able to change my frequency to then let it all go and not be attached to the fear of losing, whether it's finances or your house or your car, the more we put that focus. But that's how I was brought up. Fear, fear, fear. My grandmother lived in the Great Depression. She lived in a car for many months with her children. You imagine back then, you know, that was not common. So those fears around money, they come up in there. Even as I was, as we prepared for my book launch, I was going through, you know, reading it again, and the imprints that I picked up from my mom around finances and what happened to us when we were kicked out of the house at midnight. And that's a crazy story I share in the book and for a lot of my community. But as that happened, all the imprinting. So yes, it was money linked to survival. So where do you have finances linked to survival? And this is that space where, thank you, God, I'll start to remove that accumulation of where the roots and seeds were put in, where finances are linked to survival, and we can remove it. Now, yes, you need money to live. I'm not saying not that, but what we can do, thank you, God, is override and thank that hand of God of pulling back the energy for more peace and more calm, and increasing the prosperity vibe so it can come in different ways. And when you have the gratitude to the prosperity vibe, so every little thing, so you saved I get these, my utility bills, they always come in with credits, but I'm like, I'm not on auto pay or whatever. Right. So I pay the bill every month, but I'm just like, thank you, God. I called them. They said, no, this is correct. So I've done the right thing. Thank you, God. And I take them. So I'm so grateful for those little credits because they can move that money to something else. Right. Or every time money comes in, I'm always like, thank you, God, for overflow. That's something you can say. Thank you, God, for overflow. Thank you, God, for the prosperity. And I look all day long. This is a really easy tool, thank you, God, that you can use to increase your overflow, to increase your prosperity. Have some gold and silver. That's your insurance. I keep saying this, you know, worst case, you're going to trade it back in, but we know it's going to continue to go up in its value. It has over, you know, years and years. Does it go back and crap? But so do stocks, right? However, if you hold it, you'll start to feel the energy of money if you put it in your hands. Okay. So you can talk to people that have that. You can educate and let's increase your financial vibe. Thank you, God. Let's increase your prosperity vibe. Thank you, God, for you to learn. So it's not you don't know anything about money. You have many lifetimes around money. It's the fears that come up. So I want to just thank that hand of God of empowering you and shifting the energy for empowerment and really of learning and knowledge and know the joy that you can bring in. And I just really hope you'll sit with that. I know we're going to take some callers. We have a large amount of callers on the phone, so we'll try to get to as many as we can. And while I'm shifting and we're listening to what the callers have to say, listen. And while you're listening, just ask that hand of God, what can I take away from this? And what can I have shifted in my field? Just ask to shift anything in your own field. Why? Because we're all connected. You're listening to it. So take the shift. I would say God knows your problems. So you don't have to tell universe or spirit your problems. Universe knows your problems. But when you ask and you're like, thank you, God, I'll take that shift. That will shift your energy as well. Thank you, God. And it will release stagnant energy out of your physical body that you would be shocked can show up in 5 or 10 years in your body. So why not take those shifts? That's why I do my work every day. That's why I continue to do my work every day. I'm a human being. Some of you on my Facebook know I had a very interesting incident on the weekend. People had a lot of judgments around it, but I keep sharing with my community. There were so many blessings and so many lessons and so many angels that came. So you keep doing your work and it gave me a lot of information for moving forward, even in my own environment and business and stuff like that. So it was a huge blessing. I was in a glorious space before it did happen, and anything can happen to any of us. And even in our financial realm, that it can happen. Like I said, I had it all and I found a way to get rid of it all and it rebuilt and I could care less anymore. It's like, thank you, God. I'm just grateful. And I keep tuning into that. So tune into our callers and let's shift you. Let's shift your vibe. And every week we bring different people so we can keep shifting your energy. So next week we have a functional medicine doctor on. So it's always different to help your body recalibrate, restore, and repair. All right, Zach, I think we're going to go to the phone lines. We have Monica from Ottawa on the line.
Yes, we do. Monica from Ottawa. You're live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, Tracy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your question today?
My question is, how do we align to that taking of the responsibility? You talked a lot just now about empowerment. And for me, it's like the head in the sand.
Yeah.
Recognize that. But it's the responsibility and trusting the process. And I don't know how to align because I get out of it.
Yes. This is actually a great question because it will create a little bit of a push-pull energy, right? Because it's new into the body, so the body can feel very resistant. And because especially with anything in our life, and finances especially too, right? When we're learning something new, it's normal for the body to resist it. And like what you said, put the head in the sand, because it's like, blah, 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 little kids, I don't hear you. I don't want to know. But that's what your energetic field will do. And the reason it does this, and we can start to clear this off. I love this. The reason the body does this and that resistance comes up is because your body says, wait a minute, this is all subconscious program. It comes up and says, but we don't want to learn under that because that's new. That could be scary. I have to be responsible. No. Let's just do the old pattern. We don't like it. We know it doesn't work, but we function in it. So we have to start to remove where we'll start. Thank you, God, is we'll start to remove the fear around taking the responsibility. Thank you, God, I can remove that. And also what we have to override, and we'll start to speak into the fields. Thank you, God. We want to start to speak into the fields, the safety around new information, new knowledge. And we got to remove, I'm going to start to remove a collective ancestral programming and patterning. So all of the imprints and all of the implants, so all the information that you watched, you observed from all the people in your family, especially when you were small. So we're going to start to remove that. And in your field, you've got something around, like it keeps coming, like I'll just say it like they keep saying, money's scary. Like it's scary. Like it's like the boogeyman in the closet. So it doesn't mean you can't make it or learn. But as soon as we open up that some more, it's like, oh, that's scary. So it looks like your body then gets overloaded. Do you notice when you're learning new things around finances, it can feel like it's overloaded?
My brain just, I'm very intelligent, but my brain shuts down and I yes. go fog and I can't learn. So that's yes. my body overloading.
Yes, that's the overloaded. That's what it is, because it's like scary because you're, when you, the things you've been trained in and you knew, we can like off the charts, you smoke and like you do great. But this door, because again, look at your family. Look at your family unit. There was no love relationship with finances. No proper relationship. When I mean love, I'm not like, oh, I love money. It's not what I'm saying. Love relationships with finances is an understanding, a learning, a neutrality, a way of looking at different things, and a talking about money as a family, like explaining how it kind of works and why we have it. Can you see the big void you had there in life?
See the big love, or see big what was before?
The void. If you go back to your childhood, can you see how that was void? It's a big hole. You didn't have any of that in your family. You didn't have the love, the compassion, the understanding, the open dialogue with money.
Yes, it was all fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Victim.
Mm-hmm. That energy is the one we were talking about. When you learn that energy, you're trying to create manifest from the fear, the victim, the fight. So now this is why that door shuts down, because it gets overloaded and the body says, no, this isn't how we were born. No, this isn't how we learn. And this is where we have to start to develop. So where you want to do is you want to develop more compassion for self to say, look, you know what? I'm learning little bits. I'm learning baby steps. So when you're watching something or taking a class, you go back and you maybe listen to 20 minutes and just absorb that. And I'll reset the body for absorption and to be very strong to absorb new information and to absorb new patterns, and then responsibility. And that's where the responsibility we can strengthen and start to strengthen the timeline, because it looks like if I put too much responsibility around the money, you don't like how that can fall back, because then we're accountable for all our decisions. But what the body's missing is the freedom you get as well, because there's a lot of really cool, fun choices you can make. And when you have this relationship with the finances, it'll flow. How does that feel when I lift that off? Or how does that sound when you hear that?
Very emotional, but it's not bad. It's loss, maybe?
Yeah. Thank you, God. So let me know. I think the part that I got, I'm just going to unplug some more patterning that you picked up as a child where there was no proper relationship. A lot of people have a very distorted relationship, even very, very people you'd see very wealthy, very distorted. So I'll just thank that hand of God of binding, casting, and cursing all of that out. Thank you, God. Well done. That should actually, it looks like now your path is looking a little bit more straight. So you should be able to do the baby steps, learn. And it just looks, you look like in about 10 to 15 minute chunks, and then just walk away, absorb it, process it, and then just go back again and at a little bit of a later time. Does that feel better?
That's great. That's great. Super. Never even thought of a 15 minute chunk. That's like perfect. Yeah.
It looks perfect for you. If you do that, watch how much more empowerment you'll feel and peace you'll feel as well inside. It really looks a lot better.
Wonderful.
Thank you, sweetheart. Have an incredible day and let me know how you're feeling on that, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Lots of love. You know what? I know we're at the bottom of the hour already. We have to take a break. We're going to come back with Cindy. I know you're on the line, I think, from Pennsylvania. So just if you please hold on, check us out at TracyLClark.com. There's lots of clearings and activations that can help you out there. I know we're preparing to get the book to pre-order fairly soon. You'll see that coming. People keep asking, when's it coming? But with COVID, there's been lots of delays, even with printing and all that good stuff. But we're getting there. So if you really want a community that actually you can work with and interact with, that's really what we're all about. We create a community, whether it's in a Facebook page or in the Miraculous Academy, or you're in one of the programs, Evolutionary Academy, to make sure you have a lot of one-on-one attention. But one of the things with anything, and this is what's new and people always forget it in our community, you have to show up. So if you show up and say, this is what I require, then I can show up for you. Our community can show up for you, because as we're heading to the new earth, and it's here, and you're going to see what's really going to happen in this fall of 2021. If we don't have that strength of each other, it's going to be very difficult, and it's very easy to fall off into the dark energies, very easy, and they'll consume you, and they will put negative thoughts, and I don't want to see anyone do that, because this is a time where, yeah, enemy spirits riding high. So we don't want you left behind. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Cindy on the line.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Your favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Yeah! Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now. Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Are you someone that doesn't just want money, but also the freedom, joy, and ease that comes from ending the painful cycle of needing money? Then join Jennifer Bloom for Being Prosperous. Take charge of your money relationship. This 5-week course starts on September 1st at 6 p.m. Central. Sign up at jenniferbloom.com. That's Jennifer, BLOOME.com.
Welcome back. All right. Make sure you check us out, TracyLClark.com. And there's also a place where you can subscribe for the free membership clearings, activations. We always want to keep you in the loop of what's happening. Oh, I want to, before we go to the phone lines, I wrote down, we did get a note from Emmanuel in Liberia. And basically his request was lots of enemy spirits. He lost his sister this year. And there was a robbery attacks and a lot of things as he's been connecting to the hand of God and cleaning out the energy. The enemy spirits, as I call them, the darker energies, I was just saying to Zach, they are running higher right now. Why are they running higher? It's because as we are ascending to the God light, you have to understand for literally the last 25,000 years, these enemy spirit energies have been running very intense all over the world. And they've been running the world, right? That's why there's so much greed, manipulation, lies. And it's all coming out and it's going to keep coming out. And we just got to hang on really tight to the God of our understanding and to each other. And understand that as those things are coming out, they will, I kind of joke, new devil, new level, but they... It's pain. It's loss. And so I was looking at Emmanuel's energy on the break quickly here as I was writing this down. And I am going to start. There is some curses, witchcraft, spells, black magic. Sounds a little bit crazy, harsh, but people can curse you by just wishing you ill will. People do it. I get it a lot. People that can be upset or jealous or whatever it is, or they see you or they have perception. People who are any public person is going to get it. It's just normal that way. It's just people do it. They don't even realize they're doing it half the time. So I'm going to start to remove this energy off of you, Emmanuel, because what it's actually will start to lift that and strengthen your field. Because you can see as you're connecting stronger to the God of your understanding and to that hand of God, these energies, it's like, wait, I don't want to lose him. So they're creating a lot of pain, a lot of distraction, which many of us have had in our lives. I've had a lot of it, as you know, as younger. So I'll start to lift that accumulation of energy off. I'm also going to remove for everybody here and for you, Emmanuel, the energy of manipulation. There's a lot of ancestral karma that looks like is also being played out with loss, with things being taken away. And I'll start to remove that as well off your system. There's a lot of old past life energy that basically there's a saying that you don't deserve to have good, even though you know you're allowed to have good, even though you know it's for you, that you're like entitled to have good. You're a child of God. You're a sovereign being and you're allowed to have the good. Lots of imprinting, implanting, and some pain there too that's coming out. So you didn't do anything wrong. There's a progression with all other people involved as well. When something bad happens to us, we're like, what did we do? I'm going to remove the shame. You did nothing, you know, nothing. So there's a collection of other energies that are also coming at different times and partaking in different things in our life. So I'll remove that. And I'm also going to thank the power of the hand of God of commanding your heart to just repair, restore, regenerate as we move and lift off that package of loss. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Okay, and I'm going to let that energy run a little bit more, so I'll do a little bit more work for you too, Emmanuel, when I'm off the air as well. So let's go to Cindy, Zach, from Pennsylvania, I think.
That is correct. We have Cindy from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. I love your show. It's so informative.
Oh, I'm so happy. Well, anytime you want to hear anything, you always just ask. I say to people, send it. We'll keep moving for you. What's your question today?
So, let me preface it by saying I had a major course correcting incident about 14 years ago.
Okay.
Where approximately 2,000 pounds of solid wood pinned me to the floor. Yeah, so the two main things affecting me the most, because obviously there's a lot going on, but the first thing is the neck and shoulder, like the top of my neck to the shoulder, yeah, all the way down my right arm.
Yes, I'm just going to actually move your head and neck. We're just going to stabilize it a little bit different. I like that there's about 80% of that trauma that's gone. I have to actually start to close the door to the incident, because it's like the incident is carrying around, like following you, like just like a bad virus. So let me start to disconnect the rest of that incident off. And I'm going to actually just, we have to stabilize the head and neck. And the blessing of that, yes, that it wasn't your time. Actually, if it had moved a different, there's some fear in there. You knew if it had moved a slightly different way, just a smidgen, it was an exit point. So hang on a second. Let me move this off you. So body remembers that. When body remembers that, it can have trauma with actually repairing and restoring. So let me strengthen that for you. And I'm going to, if you're okay for me closing that door around that incident, and we'll just start to reset. Thank you, God. I'm going to start to reset the timeline between 14 years ago when that happened and now, and then the deep trauma. So a lot in the neck, a lot in the shoulders, all the way down the spine. Like I want to pinch my shoulder blades back. It hurts. Hang on a second. Let me start to remove. I got to start to remove that whole accumulation of trauma. Look like things in life too were going so fast, right? So let me know that I'm going to actually override in part, and we're going to align that the body can be strong if life gets to move quicker again. So you look very, very busy then. So if life is to speed up and get really fast again, your body, it's like going into a car, really, you know, when people are going 200 miles an hour, then you would get scared, right? So any movement where the life is wanting to speed up, it looks like it's blocking it. So are you okay if I move that over?
Yes, please.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So then there doesn't have to be any fear, thank you, God, around things speeding up. So we've got to go into the pain. There's also some repair that we can start, thank you, God, to command into the discs and into the thin discs. They look a little bit crunched, yes, still crunched. So let me just open that energy up. Do you get any weird sensations like down the right side of the back under the right shoulder blades? Do you ever notice like any twinging or tingling under there?
Oh yeah. Like my whole right arm goes numb and really cold.
Yeah. A lot, because those discs that look like they need to be shifted, there's some pinching going on there. Hang on, I'm not surprised, but it's going all the way underneath the shoulder blade. So we have to start to strengthen the back and the upper and lower part of the back. I'm going to repair that as well. And then we'll just remove. So we're going to actually command the right and left arm to release. Thank you, God. Let go into the muscles, ligaments, tendons, and joints. Oh, yeah, they're really afraid to let go of that trauma. Hang on. I'm going to put a little safety in your field for about 3 days. So let this unwind. So I'm going to put in a little bit of the Bach remedy willow. I don't know if you know about it, but it's a homeopath, but I'm going to put it in your field now, and it'll start to remove out where the body got traumatized, felt really like victimized and scared during that incident. So we can start to release, and then, you know, let me know in a couple of days how that one's feeling. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Okay, so I'm going to let that one run. And you had a second question?
Yeah, if there's time. My lower back, I'm actually awaiting spinal surgery. My S1 to like L4, I'm not sure yet. Fusion, decompression, like all of that.
Yeah. Okay, so let's rotate. Thank you, God. The lumbar vertebra, sacrum. That's all linked to this trauma that's sitting in that field still. Hang on a second. And we're going to command those discs to go back into alignment. So over the years, they also look like they've gotten very, the energy, like it's like everything looks together. I don't know how to explain. I'm trying to explain the best I can, but it's like if you just put all the discs together, you put mesh over them and they don't even want to come apart because the body got used to that way of like compensating for itself. So let's start to fully, I'm going to ask the five lower discs to move in a different direction. Thank you, God. To move forward, to move backwards, to stand straight. And we're going to actually rotate the hips just a little bit. And I'm just going to actually remove all the interference energy off as well. So what I'd like you to do is that's moving today is just slowly, slowly, very slowly, because we got to do it gently to the body because of the way that trauma lines, we want to unplug it, but I don't want you to like have spasms or feel like shock. So just slowly little stretches where you maybe sit on the floor and just bend forward just a little bit. Don't push it. Just slowly. And I'm going to actually put a program so they can start to move and to release. There we go. And let go. Your body is actually too, it wants to be more active. And because of the pain, you can't be right as active. So I'm going to actually, we can unplug this so the body can have little actions. That's why just little bits of stretches. The right side is carrying, as you know, you could probably feel it. The whole right side looks like it's blocked off from the left. So you actually look like two different people. So not uncommon with traumas like that. So it's not anything to go, oh my gosh. But what we're going to do is we'll start to migrate the right and the left. So the energy of the left can start to move more in harmony with the right. So basically what's happening now, hopefully everybody can follow this. What's happening now is your left side of your body is, the energy usually comes in your feet and it'll come all the way up to your head, right? So if you had to have a visualization, and it'll go down your right side. So the energy comes up and it goes down. What yours are doing is the energies are in the left are coming up the left and going down the left. The right, it's coming, like it's trying to come up the right and down. So we have to actually also reverse the pattern and put the right and the left together. So the male, female parts of the body are functioning very separate, not together, which will also create more confusion in the energy and the physical body. It will create more pain because it's disconnected, because everything's supposed to flow and talk together, but it did it for survival for you. So bodies are amazing that way. We don't give them enough credit. So thank you, God. Let me start to move this and integrate the right to the left. So I'm also going to strengthen the right side of the brain to the left side of the body and the left side of the brain to the right side of the body. Thank you. I will strengthen that with the accumulation of repairing the entire nervous system. You might have some pressure back in the lower part of your neck. How does that feel in your body right now when you tune in?
It feels like things are moving.
Yeah.
A lot now, finally. But I also have an underlying rare chronic pain of called CRPS, and it affects the sympathetic nervous system. So that's like in constant fight, flight, freeze.
Yes. Yeah. The sympathetic and the parasympathetic, that's part of also that right and left side, right? So the body, and I get it. I was like that. Like my whole nervous system was always in fight, flight mode. It didn't even know calm or peace, but that's also because the trauma, the body has been on guard for so long. I'm going to actually, send me a note. I'm also going to look at some different, like homeopaths I can start dropping in your field, which I know how to rebuild that, and we'll work more on rebuilding that, okay? That should actually feel better. Yeah, so drink a little bit more water too if you can today, okay? Well, it's reconnecting, and if you get some pain or discomfort, if it gets to be too much, let me know, because that's a pretty big repair. Not many people separate their two sides like that. It's very rare.
Does that also mean it's the divine feminine and divine masculine, like that all has to do with that, like
they start to recalibrate because they have to work together. They've been running as two separate silos rather than together. Yeah. So when they work together, it's easier to create. It's easier for the body to understand. Like it's very rare that you, like I said, that you see them running very separate like this. Like they're not even realizing they're in one body. Like, your bodies are brilliant the way they do that, but that would be why. And it's, so if you're struggling when those things come up, that's why they're coming up. 100%. But it should start to feel better now, like a lot more inclusive, and they'll start to talk. And it can feel uncomfortable too, right? Because the energy is coming back together. And so the body, the soul, the spirit has to reconfigure how it's been talking for the last 14 years. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Oh, interesting. Thank you.
Our bodies are brilliant. Like, the more we dive in, that's why people are like, how? I'm like, I'm always seeing and learning. Like, seeing your system right now, your chills, is, like I said, it's very rare. You don't see that very often. So you're a rare bird like the rest of us. So be glad you're unique. But let's get you through it.
I'm smiling so bright right now. So thank you.
So much love. Okay. I hope to hear. I'll hear from you soon. Okay. Wonderful. So we have Zach Nina on the line from Ottawa.
Yes, we have Nina from Ottawa.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm good, too. I just wanted to tell you about recently, I've been through contemplative prayer, and I've come to realize that a divorce that happened with my family was actually, there were some rootedness in that from a couple other generations prior to that.
Yes.
I know, previous, and they, this particular family that I divorced, mm-hmm. the man and his family, they actually circumvented a number of other progressive things that my side of the family tried to do, trying to take my family down bit by bit, prior generations. I just discovered this through research and prayer.
Yeah.
I think that some of the things that have happened, one of the things is my son had testicular cancer.
Yeah.
And I think that's preventing him from moving forward. I think a number of my kids are not moving forward, and me even, to a
yes.
I've been not so much not moving forward, but really struggling a spiritual warfare that I'm dealing with.
Yes.
Whatever. I don't know what their intent is and why they're doing this, but this is the feeling that I'm getting, and I wanted to confirm it with you. And
yes.
If there's anything you can do.
Yes, there's actually some deeper levels of the family that be with the awareness. When the awareness comes like this, you're actually able to disconnect. Thank you, God. The enemy spirit through the ancestral line, through the vows, the OC agreements, and the contracts, and to remove that now. Now, easy to do with you, very easy to move and shift. When our children have these contracts with the parents they come into, it's a little bit different. They have to come to that full awareness and exactly the deep rootedness of the pain. And we can start to remove where the roots and the seeds were implanted and imparted into the family of the agreement. So you did the first half, which was to get out, right? That's that you did the first part, or you would have ended up in a very, probably not even here today. So that's okay. We did the first part. We praise for that. Thank you, God. And let me start to actually lift up. I'm going to thank that part of the hand of God of coming in and lifting up the manipulation and interference energy that wants to perpetuate over and over and over through your family versus their family. And we have to say it that way. So where you versus them versus you. So let's remove the rest of the karma, vows, oaths, agreements. And I am going to remove some curses, witchcraft, spells, black magic, which comes through enemy spirit, which comes on that dark energy. So the more you try, you are working and moving towards the God light, and that you have so much of that within you, when that happens, that is that spiritual warfare that comes. It's like, wait a minute, we had agreement to take you out. You're like, no, we changed the agreement. I'm done with that. I'm walking away. You got to leave. So it's a disconnection between your family's ancestral and theirs. So we'll just actually, we can start to clean that up. They have no more right. Thank you, God. No more dominion, no more over you whatsoever on every level or every layer. And what we'll do with the kids is we'll just move them a little bit back from that family energy for awareness, more perception, and to release whatever is manipulation coming from the other side so their bodies can repair, restore, and regenerate. How does that feel? Thank you, God, when we move that through.
It feels good. It feels
Very clean, much cleaner. Thank you, God. You have also too, you have a very strong angelic team. So make sure that you remember to, we can send them out. Now people forget this. You can send them out and you can say, you know what, like you need to go. And it's sort of, I don't like that word fortress or whatever, but it looks like that for you. It's like they can start lining up so that energy can't cross over and that they can't have any more dominion and no more right. If you feel their energy coming through or you see it on your children, which you do when you share with people, just that's what you do. Like, thank you, God. I command that energy to go. Thank you, God, because you're asking God to do it. You have no more right and no more dominion over me or my family. Thank you, God. And when you thank, then that hand of God will go in, the energy shifts, and then even your angelic teams, they will, your guides will come stronger and you'll see that it'll become clearer. Sometimes if they get a little bit too close, I put them behind electric fence, but you know, and sometimes, but when you go into that prayer with that hand of God, no more dominion and no more right. You get nice and strong and they need to listen. Does that feel better?
My son, they actually took out like his body. They went in and I don't think he did that operation. They had it. Secular cancer thing. Yeah. I thought it could probably have been done with a bit of laser. They acted aggressively and, you know, sort of removing stuff. And I think that's hurt him in the way he's acting in his day-to-day activities. He's an older guy now. And
Well, think about it. That's an invasion of a very, that's your power zone, right? That's his power zone. And that's where they attack that. That's that power zone. The what happens to is a lot of ancestral traumas and issues like this, repressed, really, really deep frustrations and angers go into the power zone. They come into the hip center and they'll hit the sexual organs because it is a power zone. And for a man, especially, like, you just can go into what all that energy and what it represents. And so the violations, even the operations, all of that do our energies that affect into the power zone. So we can start to ease some of that off and there's ways to actually start to readjust. So we can ask and thank that hand of God of going in to release a little bit more of that pain and anger that was sitting in that root and that caused that root. And a lot, it's not uncommon when you have energies like this that they attack the power zone. It's not uncommon at all because that's your life force energy. It's your creation energy, sexual energy, children, like it's all of that. So we can start to reset that as well.
Right.
Does that feel better?
Yeah, I'm kind of crying right now. I don't know.
I know. No, it's because it's letting go, right? And that's it. And so as mom, when we shift with you, it lets go. And then a lot of that energy can release and let it release. And then that can go, that always goes down to the children. So, you know, you're a mama bear, you love your babies and that's normal. And the body has to release that. So crying is amazing. People think, well, I'm crying. I'm like, no, it's amazing because that's how that hand of God's coming in more and releasing out of the body. So more of that love and peace. And just send that family, just send them love and whatever they require. Thank you, God. Just give them over. Just hand them over. Say, God, I'm just sending you to them. Give them what they require. And that'll also keep your family cleaner because it'll take away any of the energetic fight energy as well.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well done. So let me know how you're feeling because you got to let those emotions, the heart is releasing a lot, so we want them to release now. Okay,
exactly.
Yeah,
Tracy.
Fabulous, so much love. I'll hear from you soon. Okay. You know what, we're already at the top of the hour. I can't believe this. We have so many more callers. So again, guys, don't worry, we have Dr. Navas here for functional medicine next week. I'm going to come back. You can keep calling in whatever your questions are. We'll be here in 2 weeks for that as well. And we'll be into September, believe it or not. Thank you, God, while we're already here. So check us out, tracylclark.com. There's a free membership there. You can join the community, get more support, more love, more shifting. It's what we do. Soul Sundays are back. They're online. Everything's online now due to COVID. We're all online. So check it out. Soul Sundays, come together, 90 minutes in the spirit. And all of those proceeds always go to help people in the community, people in need. So thank you to the generosity of so many of you. I just so blessed and honored to be able to know so many of you, work with so many of you, and see what the hand of God is doing in your life. Stay steady, stay strong, stay on the course. So remember, where are you creating from, especially on your prosperity vibe, but any area of your life? Are you coming from fear, anger, lack, or are you coming from love? And remember never to judge yourself because it's a process, it's a journey. We all slip, we're humans, And it's, we're going to have things happen. We're humans. It's how we learn and keep going and learn and keep going. So a glorious life is how quickly you can get through it. Is it a matter of days or is it a matter of years? Big indicator. How quickly you can get through it will tell you how much you're moving through on that ladder of life and how you're coming back into that alignment. So if you can remember that, we'll keep guiding you and shifting you. Keep tuning in here, Tracy L. Clark Show, Transformation Talk Radio, every Tuesday, 11 a.m. And you can subscribe to wherever you like to listen to your podcast so you'll never miss an episode and never miss a shift. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll see you next week, same time, same place.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As a founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at TracyLClark.com.